everything, they come from trials I've been through. So you would know that you're loved and you belong.
Okay, that's it. I'm here. Welcome to the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live. I'll tell you what, if there's somebody that procrastinates more than I do, I don't know. I am a procrastinator to the max. I know the show's coming on at 7 o'clock, and I do all my last minute screwing around and getting everything ready in the last few moments, and never, not always ready. So welcome, everyone, to the live broadcast of the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba. I'm a real estate agent, managing broker of a company with about, I don't know, 10 people, 12 people, something like that. But I'm also an alcoholic in recovery. And today being November 4th of 2018, okay, that means I have been sober, because I haven't had a drink, in 23 years, 2 months, and 4 days. It's supposed to be applause. That sounds a little bit more like a clap. That sounds like the clapper. Clap on, clap on. If I had one of those clap on light switches, my lights would be going on and off, on and off. But, yeah, welcome. And, yeah, if you have one more day of sobriety, good for you. Congratulations, because that's the most important. You're the most important person. I am just yawning myself silly here. I don't know why. I try to stay healthy. I try to do healthier things. You know, I don't know that I ever thought I was going to be alive this long. You know, when I drank, I just figured I was going to drop dead at the age of 40. And yet, here I am at the age of 61, and I'm still alive. Oh, my gosh. You know, that probably means I should have taken better care of myself at an earlier age. But, oh, well, can't go back and fix something I didn't do back then, but I can take care of it today. I'm doing a little bit better. I'm not doing a great job. I'm doing a better job. I want to shout out to my the lovely Miss Martha on the West Coast out in San Francisco with her daughter and grandchildren and son-in-law. Actually, her daughter's already taken off for China. Her daughter works over, you know, has a job that takes her overseas. And the lovely Miss Martha, my fiance, is watching the kids this week. So she's having a great time, excited about that. And I have the home to myself, and I didn't want to get out of bed today. Yeah, I did not want to get up and do my walk. I walk 1 mile almost every day. I'm not going to say every day, but almost every day. Probably 5 out of 7 days. Let's say that. Okay? In my attempt to counterbalance my health, get healthier, you know. And I think it's working. My appetite's a little bit less, although I do eat a lot of, I still eat a lot of crap. And Halloween, oh my gosh. Last week, there was candy abundant, okay? If I am addicted to anything, okay, it's no longer alcohol. I'm not addicted to alcohol, but I'm still an alcoholic, okay, in recovery. But, boy, I am addicted for sure to sugar and sweets and candy. And that's not good for someone who's got type 2 diabetes. So, oh, well. But I'm working at it. It's not, like it says in AA, not a destination, but it's a journey. Okay, I'm walking down the path. I went to a club meeting this week. I happened to be going by. I was dropping off some cookies. We got, you know, they drop a lot of great stuff at my office because I'm a real estate broker and they're always looking for our business, and they being lenders, mortgage lenders. They love to bribe us with candy and pretzels and cookies and donuts. Gosh, you'd like think we're like the police of real estate. And we accept them, and we take the candy in, and we eat them. We eat the candy, and it's not necessarily good for us. It's tasty, but it's not good for us. So, oh well, I'm just, what can I say? I'm just doing the best I can, trying to keep some sort of relatively good, healthy habits. I'm around, the lovely Miss Martha, and she is very healthy. And she does a run twice, three times a week, something like that, a couple miles. And when I first met her, I got to tell you something. I was spurred on by just meeting her, and she got me to run a couple of miles with her. And I got to tell you something. I don't know that I could run 2 miles today, and that was only about 3 years ago that I met her. So it's like, holy cow, what's gone on? But that's okay. I'm keep working at it. I think I'm a little less than I did before. And most certainly the motivation is still there because she's just the lovely Miss Martha. Just to enjoy her company very much. She's a wonderful lady. And that's one of the promises that I'm enjoying here as a member of in recovery, okay, from my addictions. There are promises that are made. The promises. I'm going to look them up. Let's see if we can talk about them here tonight. AA. Let's see if we can find them in Google. We're Googling them. Yeah, now that you've got Google, oh my gosh. Let's see. The 12-step promises. Let's read them. Number one, we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. I certainly do that. Number two, we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. I can't do anything about the past, and I don't want to shut the door because I want to still learn from it. Number three, we will comprehend the word serenity. And I got to say, I have a better, much better understanding of the word serenity. Let me see. Let's look up the word serenity. What does it mean? And by the way, this is a live call and talk show. So if you would like to, you can call in and chat or listen online or whatever you'd like to do. The phone number is area code 323-580-5755 and join us here on the Road to Recovery, okay? Our live broadcast. Or you can listen to the rebroadcast because it's archived and you can hear that. Let's see what the divide. Serenity. Oh, here's a definition of serenity. The state of or quality of being serene, calm, or tranquil. Sereneness. Usually initial capital letter. A title of honor. Respect or reverence used in speaking of or to certain members of royalty. I don't think that's the right one. But the serenity, the first one's probably it. Being serene, calm, tranquil, and sereneness. Yeah. And again, we come to know a different type of serenity and something that we didn't even know existed. So that's good. Number four, fourth promise, we will know peace. Number five, promise, no matter how far down the scale we have gone, we'll see how our experience can benefit others. Okay, yeah. Anytime we share our experience, strength, and hope. That's it. I'm not here to tell you what to do, how to straighten your life out, etc., etc. I can tell you what worked for me, what happened for me and others like myself that I saw in the program. But that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You have to find what works for you. Now, what type of addiction do you have? Are you an alcoholic? I have stories here about sad alcoholics that were driving and hurt and killed people, okay, because they were under the influence of alcohol. Shame on you. Shame on all of us. Shame on me. Okay, I drank and drove, absolutely. I still text and drive. Shame on me. I got to stop that. It's not good. It's not fair to take the lives of others in our hands because what? Because we can. That's not a good answer. Definitely, most definitely not an answer. So, okay, no matter how fun. Okay, we're going to. Anyway. All right, number six, that feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. Now, gosh, that is such a revolutionary thought. Okay, because I'll tell you what, for years and years and years, I felt useless. I felt worthless. I felt like I was wasting the gift of life that God gave me. And now I don't. Now I feel fulfilled so much more, so much better, because it's not all about me. It's about other people. And when you help other people, it's incredible how your eyes open, how your capacity to love expands, and you become a better person. Now, again, we were talking about addictions, alcohol or drugs or food or sex or pornography, or work, or chaos. Maybe you're addicted to chaos, craziness, insanity. Those things can be addicting. Yes. You know, maybe you're addicted to saving people. Okay? Because it's easier to save other people than it is to look at our lives and straighten our lives out. So the only thing I have control over is what I do, what my choices are. I can't stop my heart from beating. Oh, I could, but that would be a permanent thing. But you know what I'm saying. It's more than taking over a function that operates independently. It's the ones that I do willfully and wantonly with my mind. Okay? That's where you have power over our self-will. Okay. Number seven promise, we will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. And that's what I was just saying. I find it far more gratifying to help other people than it is to help myself. Number eight, self-seeking will slip away. That's right. When it's all about me, it stops being all about me. And when it starts being about other people in life, it gets better. It does. My life gets better. By the way, you can join the show at any time. Area code 323-580-5755 and join me here live on the Road to Recovery. You can have questions, comments, suggestions, share your story, a whole bunch of things. You're welcome to do it. Number nine, our whole attitude and outlook about life will change. And the cloud has gone away for the most part. It comes every once in a while. I'm not going to tell you it doesn't. But for the most part, it's gone. Number 10, fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. I don't know that I'm really afraid of people. I got to admit, I'm afraid to call them because I don't want to hear the whining. Okay? And I want what I want. Number 11, promise 11. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. Okay? And that is true. We will intuitively. That means we know what happens right away. You don't have to ask somebody. You don't have to read about it. You'll know what the right thing to do. Number 12, we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And I'll tell you what, he's out there doing some wonderful things for us, so we should be grateful, okay? And I hope you are grateful. Tonight, November 4th, 2018. Oh my gosh, the Bears won. The Bears. Go Bears. Okay, for all you happy Bear winners, because they played the last place team and won, okay? But, hey, a win is a win. And they were able to rack up a few points, get some statistics going in their favor. So that's a good thing. This week, oh my gosh, like I said, it was Halloween. It's been a busy week. I golfed yesterday in the cold. And I won a major prize, a raffle prize. I don't ever win raffle prizes. They said I won a raffle prize that was worth about $700. If you are a golfer and if you want to golf almost every day, you can go practice on the practice green over there as much as you want with this certificate. I don't know it's going to get a lot of use out of me because I'm not that kind of a golfer. But I think I'm going to try to find someone that would like to buy it from me, and they could save a few bucks, and I can make a few bucks, and we could all be happy together. So that would be a good thing, right? It sure would be. And look what's on my desk here is a pumpkin, a plastic pumpkin filled with what? Candy. Candy is dandy. And gosh, isn't it incredible? They say that sugar is far more addicting than heroin or cocaine. And it might be. Although heroin and cocaine have quicker results to kill you, okay, than does sugar. Although sugar will kill you eventually. It's not good for your systems. I know that, and yet, what, I'm still doing it. So, not a good idea, but that's okay. We're working on it. It's a process, it's progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection. Okay, so, what is going on in your life this week, okay? Well, I'll tell you what. If I told you my life was perfect, I'd be lying to you. Lying. I had to accept that one of my agents, a new agent that I've been working to get here for years, got her here. She was near 2 months and she quit. You know, and that's such a blow. That's a blow from so many reasons. But you know what? This program's helped me not to own the problem necessarily, okay? Because normally I beat myself up and go, what did I do? But you know what? I'm keeping it all about her. I got to believe she's got issues, major issues, because we talked about a bunch of them. And I offered my personal experience, strength, and hope, and I thought she was making some progress. But what I didn't expect her to do was to quit and go, because she's chasing money, okay? And you know, commission sales is definitely, most positively, absolutely positively, not for everybody. I have been bred on it, basically. I've been doing this for years and years, so I don't know any better. And while the thought of a check every week is exciting and interesting, it's not exciting enough to quit what I'm doing and go chase after it, okay? And for that reason, I'm not going to. I will, you know, one day, one step at a time. That's it. And life is good. And I'll just keep it on, right? Exactly. That's what we do. You know, that's what we do in the program. We do the best we can, and we get on with life the best we can. So today we are probably, I don't have any guest speakers. I had a couple possibilities lined up, but again, you know, getting guest speakers is not always the easiest thing, and I'm also the Lions Club president, and we had a meeting this week. I'm telling you, some days we just have too much. And I got to tell you, retirement looks pretty exciting. But I don't know that I'm ready to let go of the reins and fall into retirement, because that's a pretty permanent thing when you start backtrack and telling people you retire. Although, you know, some people do real well. Some people do very, very well in retirement. I don't know that I'm ready to. But, you know, I'm grateful, really, that I found this program of recovery and that I got it, okay? And it's working for me, and it has been working for years. And I'm just going to tell you something. I wouldn't give up what I have today for any of the crap that I used to have in my life years ago. You know, but people say, but Dan, didn't you have fun? Yeah, I had fun, but I'll tell you what, not the kind of fun that it really was worth to take and take on and deal with all the crap and the craziness that I have had to deal with. Crap and craziness. Yes, there's a lot of crap and craziness in this world, and I was accepting a lot of it. And, you know, can I be upset about this person? Sure I can, because that's human. That is a human thing, and that's me showing my humanness. Yeah, I'm upset and disappointed because I really thought this person was going to do well. I know that we have a program that if you apply yourself, you're going to do well. But you know what the if word is? If you are going to apply yourself. And not everybody is willing to do that. Words. There's a song that goes, they're only words. And words I have are all I have to make you feel this way or see my way or something like that. But what it really is telling me is, you know, words are just that. They're just words. Actions speak so much louder than words. You know, I finally did. We've cleaned out. We've let go four people from my organization. Four in the last couple of months. And, boy, that's very hard for me to deal with. But, you know, it's the right thing to do. When I realize what I'm trying to accomplish, and what I'm trying to accomplish is a business that works and it's functioning and eliminate a lot of the craziness in my life and in other people's lives, you know, the lovely Miss Martha being in my life helped me to get a little bit more focused and realize that I shouldn't be screwing around with people that don't want to do the job. They can be my friends if they want to, but, you know, really, what is a friend? I'm redefining that, folks. I'm still working on defining what friendship is. If you have a definition for what a friend is, call in. Call in and share it with me. I would like to know what your definition of a friend is. And, you know, wondered if it's the same as mine or my new and improved definition of a friend, okay? And, you know, that's the cool thing about life. And I mean that about that. You know, life is, if you don't get it and it's not working, then change. Do something different. You don't have to keep doing the same old crap, get the same old results, and then say, hey, well, that's just the way it is. No, it doesn't have to be that way. You know what I'm saying? It only has to be the way it's supposed to be, and that's it. And you could always ask, what the heck does that mean? And we could have a nice debate about, what is it supposed to be, Dan? What is it supposed to be? But whatever. You don't have to take other people's crap and garbage. And you know what? I used to think that if somebody called me friend, then they must be my friend. And I got to tell you something. There are so many people that use and abuse that, like this young lady that I thought was going to be one of my star people. I was really happy and excited that she joined us. And talk about disappointment. I'm not going to sit there and laugh and smile and say, oh, hey, good, congratulations, good luck to you and your future and another company, taking all the time, energy, and effort that I gave to you in 2 months, which was quite a bit. We helped her figure out business cards and this, that, and everything, and training and stuff. Bought her business cards, actually put money out on her behalf, only to have her, what I believe, a slap in the face just telling me that she's leaving, you know? She was scheduling a buyer's home seminar, big buyer's home seminar in the building that she lives, okay? We helped promote it, get everything all set. Now she's going to change companies, put their stuff on our things that we helped her, and go forward. Am I powerless over this? Absolutely. Is it bugging me? Absolutely, because I'm a human being. A human being. But you know what? I'll get over it. And will she do business? She'll do yeah, she'll do business and she'll make money. And you know what? She could choke on it for all I care, really. And I don't have any. She's like, well, aren't you my friend? And wish no, because you know what? In the process of doing this, you weren't being honest with me. You weren't being honest. If we were friends and we went beyond just, you know, boss, okay? She called me up on a couple occasions where she was struggling emotionally and she needed a couple of kudos. And I spent at least an hour one time on the phone with her. I think at that point she should have said, hey, by the way, I'm looking into leaving, you know, getting a job, and what do you think, and stuff like nothing. Not a word until, hey, I'm done, I'm gone, goodbye. And you know what? Go, don't let the door hit you on the way out, okay? Leave. I don't give a ding-dong, okay? I am disappointed. I told her I'm very disappointed. What the heck? You know, you think what? That I can't have disappointment? Of course I can. I'm a human. Human, and humans do hurt when other people do things. And what kind of things did she do to hurt me? You know, again, I would have loved to spend all that extra time that I gave to her, you know, maybe with the lovely Miss Martha and, you know, spending time with her. But no, this girl needed it. This woman needed it and said, Dan, I need your help. Would you help me? And I gave her my best. You know, you'd think that, you know, payback would be a little bit nicer, would be a little, but you know what? We are powerless over people. We are powerless over places and things. Now, I can stop being the nice guy that I am, and maybe I won't be as nice, but I'm not going to stop being nice, okay? Because I like being nice. And, you know, I just don't have to go out of my way and say, you're a friend, because I recognize no longer are we friends. That was, friends don't do what she did to me. They just don't do it. They don't do it to anybody for that matter. But she did, and that just clear statement that she is not a friend. Probably never was one. I don't know. I don't know what happened, what went wrong, but you know what? That's not my problem anymore. She's gone. Bye-bye. I had another one that used to work for me. Swear up and down she didn't have any of our equipment when she left. She had turned it all in, etc. And then about a year and a half, 2 years later, she finds a key box in her possession, which she knows she could use. And she found out she can't use it because it's registered to me and it's electronic. So to save some trouble, she would like to just buy it from me. So she called me up and says, oh, by the way, I found this box, and they said that it's yours, and now that I'm thinking about it, I could really use one. Can I buy it from you? I sold it to her. I did sell it to her. But I asked her about the other box that we had been telling her. We told her that she had two boxes of ours, and along with a air cleaner that I lent her, and it's gone. Now, I don't know. Do I have to be a police officer to check to see that people do return things? You know, I think a big thing today is accountability. But are we that poor of a society that we have to have somebody come into our lives to be accountable to? And hello, is that what you're saying to me? You need me to keep you accountable? Well, why should I have to? You know, if you have something of mine and you borrowed it, why don't you just give it back to me? That would be a nice thing, don't you think? Just give it back. That's what people do when they borrow things. Unless you're, what was it, Dagwood Bumstead, or who was that, always borrowing the neighbor's stuff and not returning it, okay? Well, that's a cartoon. That's a cartoon character. And, you know, it's not the same thing as reality, is it? It shouldn't be. But, again, who knows what goes on in the mind of people? I really don't. I don't always know what goes on in the mind of people, but I do know this, that, you know, what goes around does come around. And I'll leave the results and whatever is going to happen to them in God's hands. I wish them, you know, and I told her I wish her well, and I got to be honest with you. I wish her well enough to walk out in the street and be told that she didn't have a job at that company anymore and that, you know, she'd be better off going to my company. Or that she'd wake up one day and say, oh, my God, you're right. I really should have stayed with Dan, and he was just the greatest guy. And, you know, that's me, okay, my trumped-up world of make-believe. But, you know, that I had some merit and value and that she wanted to keep it and to be part of it, et cetera. You know, that's it. That's what I would like. But will it happen? Probably not. Why not? Because that's not how it happens. That's not how it works. Life doesn't always give you what you want. Okay? It gives you what you need. And, okay, so that's not a bad thing either, what you need. If you can accept that, and I can, I'll get on with life. I'm not going to, you know, I don't wish her unwell, but I certainly would like her to taste I don't know. I don't want to say poison because it's not poison, but it's certainly a painful irritant that she did, you know, to me. I would like her to feel that because it's not a nice feeling. Who would like something like that? Would you like something like that? Would you like somebody coming up to you and bust your balls and work hard, ask you for your time, energy, and attention, okay, only to have them, you know, presumably skim some of the top of the crop off and then, you know, drop the rest of the drink and say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to pay for this drink because, after all, I don't really want it. Hello? That's how it seems, guys, okay? And whether that's the best way to explain it, it's the way I'm going to do it tonight, and that's that, okay? That's the best I'm going to do. Bada bing, bada boom. And, yeah, that's it. What is up with that? Okay. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, life is to the point where you can't help but to wonder who, you know, it's time sometimes. I guess we have to do a good cleaning of the house, of our house, to determine who we should allow to stay in our home. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to you? Yeah, because not everybody is, really. Not everybody's a friend. And we shouldn't consider everybody a candidate to be a friend. We can be friendly to them. That doesn't mean we can't do that. And I can certainly do that. But not everybody is worthy of being a friend of ours. So you got to keep that in mind, boys and girls. Boys and girls, moms and dads. Okay. I have some articles. Where did they go? I'm going to find them. I'm going to read what's going on in the world. You know, last Saturday night, you know, the pain of loss for that synagogue. It was terrible. It was absolutely, positively terrible. Sorry that it happened. It was not pretty. People get killed. And what for? Why? Why do people feel the need to kill other people, to hurt them? You know, I'm not going to deny that maybe they are hurting inside. Yeah, maybe you are. Maybe you're hurting so bad that you just want to lash out and hurt somebody. I want to hurt somebody bad. Yeah. Or, on the other hand, I just want them to know my pain. How about that? Call me anytime, any day. Share it with me. I'll be glad to listen. If you've got something bad happening, rather than taking pop shots at people, let's talk about what you can do to, you know, get right with yourself. Have I ever thought that I wanted to hurt people? Absolutely. People piss me off all the time, especially when I was drinking. I walked around with one big major attitude with people. You know, because what? I felt they were in not paying attention to me. You know, I don't want to say insincere, but I just felt like they didn't care. Who cares about Danny Boy? Oh, poor me. It's not working. Hold on, I got to get some water. I'll be right back. Dead air. Don't let the Articles. Yeah, and the article that I want to read tonight, if I can find the darn things, were compliments of the county. They had a glitch, and all of a sudden, all these articles got sent out to everybody, and today they were apologizing, saying, sorry about that. Didn't mean to send them all out at the same time. I don't know if they were a repeat somewhere. I think some were repeat. Maybe they were all repeat. But for the most part, they were most certainly interesting and worthy of seeing a second time because I thought they were articles worthy of reading. And of course, now that I want to read them, I cannot find them. Where did they go? Oh, I swear. I'll tell you what. One thing I will tell you about me, I am not the most organized person. I know where my stuff is for the most part, but I usually find it, like, after I needed it. You know, have you ever had that where you want something and you want it and you need it, and then you're looking all over and you can't find it, so you make another copy, and all of a sudden, as soon as you make the other copy, the second copy, guess what? The other one originally appears, and you're like, oh, well, that's good, and that's special. Got all my stuff now, and now I don't need it anymore because, why? Because I made a copy. I made a copy and I don't need it anymore. Oh my gosh, let's see where this stuff is. District, news, I got all kinds of Lions Club stuff. You want to hear about some Lions stuff? International Lions Club. Yeah, that's okay. What's this? Hail, hail, the Lions are here. I have two bins for lion crap, one for lions and one for regular business. And damn it, if I can't keep the two separate, I just keep mixing them up. And then I wonder why I'm confused. Why am I confused? Okay. You know what? If nothing else, sit in and join me on my journey in sobriety tonight. You know? There was a girl that was working for us. I really had hopes for her. I really thought she would do well and do great things. But, you know, she just was too immature. She was like one of these really overly mature, immature people. Does that make sense? She was so mature, but it was one of those just like, you know, me. It's like a lot of us. We're so mature that... But when it comes to being mature and we don't want to, then we don't. Then we're not. And we revolt and, you know, and only butterfly. Okay, I got all these. See, I never throw anything away. So if you're listening to me, what am I doing? I'm going through tons and tons of paperwork. Tons and tons of paperwork. Because I never throw paperwork away. Because you never know. It might come in handy someday. Yes, amen. And I don't need all of this. I don't need all of this, really. But I need what I need. Where am I looking for? I'm looking for those. Yeah, we're going to talk 15 minutes. Oh, that's Jack. Jack. It's amazing how people want to help. You know, I got to tell you, one thing that I revolt about in this world is everybody wanting to make lots and lots of money. Money. You know, I don't know that I really want to make lots and lots of money. Okay? Some money would be nice. Paying my bills money would be nice. It's not that important and imperative to make lots and lots of money, but yet there are people driven. That's why the lovely Miss Martha... She really is so special. She says that I can retire and not have to keep beating myself against the wall. Again, she says that today, but maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Yep. But who knows? Let's see. I am just looking for those articles. Where did, I saw them this afternoon. I put them on the side so I wouldn't lose them. Okay, there you go. Good job, Dan. You did a fabulous job again, as you always do. You lost the darn things. You know, taking that extra moment. You know, all this extra paperwork. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I can't find the captain. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if I could, I would like to just buy, go shopping at resale shops, go shopping at, I don't think this is it, but this is close. We're getting closer. Closer. Okay, so this, let's see here, paperwork. Okay, here's somebody, I gave her the truth, and she handled it fairly well. Okay, she gave me a bill. Still, she wants a bill for $100 for taking. I didn't even open it. I didn't even see her pictures. I'm not giving her a bill for $100. Give her something, but not $100 bill. Okay, this is for that. Emerald ownership. Do I care if I'm an owner of something? No, I don't care. I'm not a big care person. Care bear of what's going on. I'm looking. Yeah, I'm going to go out and check those couple properties out, see if I can go preview a few. Call my clients and say, hey, guess what? I checked those out. You might want to look at those. Here they are. Guess what? I found them. Captain, I found them. Okay. So I found the articles that I wanted to read. Okay. So here, an Addison man pleads guilty to murdering his wife. Wow. You know, the state's attorney announced today that Curtis Worley, 35, of 915 Craig Place, Addison, has entered a blind plea of guilty to first-degree murder in the 2013 stabbing of his wife, Martha, who, by the way, Martha, not my lovely Miss Martha, but Martha nonetheless, okay, she was a friend of mine. That's correct. She worked at the resale shop in West Chicago. She was a friend, and her husband and she were split and separated. I don't know what was going on in their lives. I had no idea. But long and the short of it, he was very jealous. Very jealous guy about her. And long and the short of it, he killed her out of blind fear, rage. More like people were, when did this close? Yeah, 2016. Email our offers. Yeah, this was their house. It sold. It was, they lost it in a foreclosure. When did they do that? They lost it. Oh, yeah, a long time ago. Pendants. Yeah, Martha Worley. I remember her. She was a sweet person, very nice person. And the house was in her name alone. And then she got killed. And, yeah, she lost it. That's sad because there might have been some equity. I don't know, but she lost it all. Somebody else is now enjoying it. Yeah. And let's see, what did they buy it for? Let's see, somebody just bought it recently. No. Let's see, area one. Sold, when was it? 2016. Yep. Original list price, sold price $144.5. Yep. That's a tough thing, folks. You know, when somebody loses their life over what? Jealousy. Jealousy is a terrible thing. It's a fear. Again, we talked about the two emotions that impact our lives. Number one is fear, and the other one is faith. Faith is where you trust in something, someone. Let's look with, let's read what faith is. Definition of faith. Definition of F-A-I-T. Faith. What is the definition? Here, question. What is the definition of faith? Answer. Thankfully, the Bible contains a clear definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Simply put, the biblical definition of faith is trusting in something you cannot explicitly approve. This definition of faith contains two aspects, intellectual assent and trust. Intellectual assent is believing something to be true. Trust is actually relying on the fact that the something is true. The chair is often used to help illustrate this. And a chair is often used to help illustrate this. Intellectual assent is recognizing that a chair is a chair and agreeing that it is designed to support a person who sits on it. Trust is actually sitting in the chair. Understanding these, so what did we say? Intellectual assent is recognizing that chair is a chair and agreeing that it is designed. But trust is actually sitting in the chair. Very interesting. Believing that Jesus is God incarnate, who died on the cross to pay the penalty for our friends who was resurrected, is not enough. Even the demons believe in God and acknowledge those facts. We must personally and fully rely on the death of Christ as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We must sit in the chair of the salvation that Jesus Christ has provided. This is saving faith. The faith God requires of us for salvation is belief in what the Bible says about who Jesus is and what he accomplished, and fully trusting in Jesus for that salvation. Biblical faith is always accompanied by repentance. Okay, so I'll tell you what. That's pretty much it. It's believing a chair is going to hold you up and sitting in it. That's it. Sitting in the chair and not just saying that you believe it'll hold you up, but sitting in the chair. Amen. That's it. Amen. Okay. All right. So, have you faith? You have faith. What do you have faith in? Okay. I remember expectations when I came in. You know, my sponsor said I had no right to have expectations. Expectations. You know, we're talking about accountability. Do we have expectations fall into that? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you I understand all of this totally, but on the other hand, I got to tell you something. Something works, and I don't have to know why or how. And it just works, and I'm glad that it does, right? Because I don't know why it works or how it works, but that it does work. And that's a good thing, that it works, and it works for me. And how do I know it works for me? Well, here I am, 23 years later. And what do I mean by that, 23 years later? Yeah, there was a time when, 23 years ago, that I just felt lost, totally lost and confused, and didn't feel like I had any hope for a bright of any kind of tomorrow. But yet, on the other hand, here it is, and I made it. And I made it, and I've been sober now for a fair amount of time, and I know that I couldn't have done it all by myself. I needed help. And where did that help come from? That help came from what I'd like to think my higher power, and who I choose to call Jesus Christ. And he has been a good dude to help me out. Yes, and I'm grateful for that. Okay? That's it. It's that simple. One day, one step at a time. And it works. Okay, you're listening to The Road to Recovery, and I'm babbling on like a babbling person, but that's okay. Why do I do this show? Well, because after a long week of taking crap and bullshit from people, not just that, a lot of exciting things going on. Hey, I won a major prize at a golf outing. I won a whole year of use of their practice range at a cost of what they say it was valued at $700. I'm just not a big golfer, so I'm going to look to see if I can find somebody who would might enjoy it better and then maybe sell it to them for a substantially discounted value and let them enjoy it. And then, you know, I get the money for it, and that was certainly good. We had fun. We were out together, my friend Marvin and I. We were out on the course doing our thing. And Marvin. I'm going to call everybody Martha now. But Marvin is a good golfer. Okay, he is. And he's one of these guys that could smack the living piss out of the ball. And, wow. And yet we had some young guys yesterday that joined us that I got to tell you something, they were really knocking the snot out of the ball themselves. It was pretty amazing. It was great to see the youth of yesterday, of tomorrow, and I, you know, all I could do is remember the days when I used to hit the ball a lot farther, and I'm not doing it quite as far today, but that's okay. I'm comfortable and happy with what I do and how far I do it, and that's okay. That's the best that I can do and have to do. That's it. That's what I do, just what I can. And, and the rest of it's history. But, yeah, it was fun. We were out with, Brian, a guy named Brian and Robert. Brian and Robert. So if you guys are listening tonight, Brian and Robert, which you said and you thought you might, good, welcome. I hope you do listen to the show. If you have somebody, everybody seems to know somebody, okay? Everybody seems to know somebody who has a problem with drugs or alcohol, okay? If you do, direct them to the phone here. Let them call in and tell me what's happening for them in their lives. And I don't know, if they can come up with a good enough reason to drink, maybe I'll join them. Yeah, that's what my sponsor used to always say. When you come up with a good enough reason for me to drink, man, I'm there. I am so there with you. Unfortunately, and what's to be expected, I could never come up with a good enough reason to drink. So we never drank, and I got past that, realizing it really was just a ridiculous thought that I might want to drink at some point, you know, and I just don't want the bullshit back, you know, who wants that bullshit that comes along with drinking? It's just too high a price to pay. I didn't want that price. I didn't want to pay that price no more. I didn't want it. It was just way too expensive, you know, way too expensive. So, all right, here we are. On a Sunday evening, it's 5 to 8. I'm going to throw some Maryland Scott at one of these days. Maryland Scott. I love Maryland Scott. That's right. We're going to listen to her, and then you know what? We're going to probably end the show early this tonight because I'm tired. And I'm going to go home and grab some Z's. So listen to Maryland Scott, The Last Day.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel, who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears? Become one with the moon and the stars? Or would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything that you could? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you want? Follow your dream to the end of the rainbow. Wave your heart out of gold. Open your eyes to the colors around you. that we'd only begin to start living our lives if today were the last of all days. If today were the last of all days, of all days.
All right, I'm going to play one more song that I found really entertaining. I got to tell you something. And let's see if I can find it here. I'm going to go to Google and Google. Barbie song. The Barbie song. Here it is. And enjoy this. This is a cool one.
Despite all the things you do to get a good night's sleep,
you gotta listen to boy.
I can feel as if.
Skip the ad. Let's see. We're gonna. Here we go. All right. Ready? Enjoy this. Much fun.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want go for a ride?
Sure,
Dad.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Gosh, that was great. I got to tell you something. You're listening to The Road to Recovery, and I just needed a light moment to you know, relax and enjoy myself. Holy cow. It was a good week, good weekend. Got a lot of stuff done, did a lot of things. How about you? Did you get a lot of things accomplished? Did you manage to fight off the urges and get focused on something new and different? You know, I don't have time to think about drinking anymore. Whereas, and it's amazing, I went into Target tonight to get some meds, my meds, you know. And there is, at the front entrance, wine. I mean, they are really pushing wine. Wine is like a big new thing now. Wine, 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 wine. And, you know, because they served wine in Jesus' time, they talked a lot about it. I didn't think they talked a lot about beer or whatever they used to call it. But they did talk about wine, and, yeah, there's a great amount of it being served and sold everywhere. So what's going on tomorrow morning? Anything? Oh, that's very nice. I don't have anything till noon. Then I have a noon. Oh, my gosh. I got a noon appraisal, market evaluation. Not appraisal, market evaluation. And four, I got to meet with Emma to execute lease. Okay, she's coming out, and this is one of those things I'm not making any money doing. just being a good guy, trying to help two friends figure something out because they're both at each other's backs, and that's not a good thing. Never is a good thing when you got friends at each other. And yes, I'm not being totally selfish and I want some business. I told them I want business from each one of them. Okay, I want them to refer me to people they know that need the services of a realtor. There's nothing wrong with that. We could all, you know, why not? So it doesn't have to. Oh, and I was supposed to get something for another friend. Oh, you know, when people start asking for favors and they just keep asking and asking and Jesus, you know, it's amazing how they just keep going and keep going and keep going. Never enough. Never happy with what they got. But whatever. I agreed to help this young lady, and she's not really young, but I agreed to help her get some information, and unfortunately I just don't have any that she wants, what she's looking for, so I'm going to have to work on that tomorrow, see if I can get something out of somebody, give her a thing. She just has to write a little sentence just saying that, you know, that she's agreed to extend the lease for one more year under the same terms and conditions. And that's it. That is it. Extended one more year. So, okay. Guys, you know what? We're going to end the show shortly because it's quiet. I'm tired. Long week. And I got a big, busy day tomorrow. So we're going to end the show early tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope we brought you something. Maybe a little bit about the promises. But you know what? What's more important is just, you know, another day in the life of being sober. And I'm grateful. You know, one day at a time, one step at a time. There was a time that I was just coming to life about now and getting ready to go out of the town. And young people today are doing that still. I'm not there. I enjoy a good night's rest when I get one. And it's a good thing to get one. So I hope you have a good night's rest. Sleep well. We'll see you next week. Maybe we'll have a guest. Who knows? Steve-O, I hope you're doing good. I hope Orlando, your wife, is doing well. Kenny, I hope you're recovering from the ankle surgery. Ronnie, you're just Ronnie. But keep up the good work. You're trying your best. I know you are. And you know, we'll be back next week with the Road to Recovery. More on it. If you need to reach me during the week, 1-800-427-5968. That's 1-800-I-ASK-YOU. Call me. Be glad to talk to you. If I can help you out, I'd be glad to. My best to Anna and what's your name? Danny in Florida and all you people. And the lovely Miss Martha, enjoy your stay out there in California. I look forward to seeing you Wednesday night. Okay? Good night, everyone. Have a great week. We'll see you. Unless you have other plans. And again, remember to give someone a hello and give them a hug, okay? That's a good thing to do. Good night.